This is Senator Al Simpson. The vultures are slowly circling, waiting to devour Democratic Congressman Danny Rossenkowski's deficit reduction plan. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. A good dose of bipartisanship today, Ted. Danny Rossenkowski has come up with a gutsy plan to reduce the deficit by $500 billion over the next 5 years. He lays out cuts in spending and ways to generate the revenue. 60% of his cuts are in defense. Increases in Social Security would be limited for 1 year. More taxes on booze and cigarettes. I can't endorse it all, but the plan deserves consideration. And what does Rosti get for his trouble? He's the main course at the barbecue hosted by his own party. None of his harping critics offer any alternative. We might give the plan a fair shot. It might be the first honest step toward true deficit reduction. What say you, Ted? Are you roasting Rosti too?
Al, don't you wonder why the only new ideas on the budget always seem to come from Democrats? First, Senator Pat Moynihan called for a cut in payroll taxes on working families. President Bush's budget is a scandal. It's milking the Social Security Trust Fund surplus to pay Pentagon bills and subsidize the administration's unfair capital gains tax cut for the rich. Congressman Leon Panetta of California proposed a pay-as-you-go plan to meet America's urgent needs by paying for new priorities with offsetting cuts in old programs. Now Congressman Dan Rostenkowski offers a far-reaching proposal to balance the budget by asking major tax increases, plus major sacrifices from everyone's sacred cows. As you say, Al, no one agrees on the details of these innovative budget plans, but as you don't say, Al, it's only the Democrats who have any budget plans at all. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Statehood for the District of Columbia. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.